Glad you could spend some time with us. Welcome into Friday Eve. Beyond the headlines now, this morning's Mike Gavin is here with a look at some of the other stories he'll be talking about this morning.
Good morning. Well, if the apocalypse ever comes to Switzerland, that won't be the only really bad news citizens will have to endure that day. They'll also be out of coffee. This after officials in Zurich announced plans yesterday to abolish the nation's emergency stockpile of coffee after declaring the beans not vital for human survival. Importers, roasters, and retailers are required by Swiss law to store bags of raw coffee. The country stockpiles other staples too, such as sugar, rice, edible oils, and animal feed, but none of those are on the chopping block. This system of emergency reserves was established between World War I and World War II as Switzerland prepared for any potential shortages in case of war, natural disaster, or epidemics. In making their case to end the program, the government said something almost unimaginable to the people working on this show, that coffee is, quote, not essential for life. This, they say, is due to its low-calorie content. This could be a big blow to sleepy Swiss residents who currently consume around 20 pounds of coffee per person annually, more than double what the average U.S. citizen drinks, though still probably around half of what Gordon and I gulp down each year. Mm. A final decision on scrapping coffee stockpiles is expected in November.
Wow, that is serious stuff.
Not essential to human life.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm a coffee drinker, but my coffee is a lot different from most people.
Yeah.
I am mostly six parts hazelnut creamer with a splash of coffee.
No,
largely how I drink mine.
I'm sorry. No, that's you and I cannot get coffee together.
No, I know.
Mine is by the gallon.
Which means I'll have to do a fireman's carry on you in Switzerland during the apocalypse.
Yes, exactly.
Because you'll be out of commission,
yes.
Unable to function without coffee.
I am quantity, not quality when it comes to coffee.
Yeah.
I need
I've
it early and often and in gallon buckets, please.
What about Swiss cheese?
Swiss cheese. I don't know if you're trying to say, is that on the list?
Yeah.
Is that what you're asking?
With animal feed and these other things, Swiss Miss hot chocolate. I mean, these things are not that relevant.
I didn't see those on the
survival
list. Also not essential to human life, I suppose. And here's how much people do love coffee, Gordon. They're willing to go to jail to get their hands on it. We take you to Tennessee, where police say a woman who wanted a cup of coffee from Waffle House stole an electric shopping scooter from Walmart to make the slow ride for a cup of Joe. The woman was spotted on surveillance video entering the Walmart at 4:15 a.m. last Friday, getting into the scooter and riding it around the store as she shopped. She then drove the scooter out of the store about a half hour later, appeared to do a test run around the parking lot before riding it on Highway 127. Cops caught up with the woman around 5 a.m. after receiving reports of someone driving the scooter in the highway slow lane. The 45-year-old was arrested and charged with theft, and the scooter was returned to Walmart. And she never got her coffee.
It's brutal.
I feel her pain.
Yeah.
I kind of feel for this woman a little bit, especially after that Switzerland story.
The question here I have is, you take it for a test drive around the parking lot, you run the risk of running the battery down. Just get on the highway.
Yeah.
And go.
And you took the test drive and you didn't realize that it was going, you know, half a mile an hour, and maybe it wasn't the best idea at that point.
I like the phrase you use, cops caught up with the woman.
Yes. They strolled up to her.
She's crawling along in these slow lanes.
They strode up to the side of the scooter.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.